for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. We get to chit-chat about our lovely oversoul. Even if you are not a mystic, obviously those who regularly tune in know, you're welcome, oversoul. Just treat it like your family, lovers, everything. And obviously, remembering that we do personal development and emotional accountability, maturity, and self-regulation. So anyone who is not yet aware of what low self-esteem means, it means when you have not grown up out of becoming, being your teenager self, or where if you do need reparenting because of abuse, neglect, childhood developmental trauma, that is a part of the equation. Okay, so we all can be considered by somebody What is the word? Evil bitches and witches. I'm a woman here, self-empowered, and men can be seen as bitches and witches as well, and theys and all of that great stuff. But the emotionally accountable, aware, and mature people, self-regulating, are all 5D collective. So I'm a mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, and a mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group is a mystic that knows about the infinite sphere of energy, which is why we also know, even before the lovely academic philosophy community, sciences community, all of them, attachment, trauma informed, I am, began to share with us online how really should we be talking about people as inherently good or evil. Thank goodness sciences saw in the body of people and there's no demons in it. Neuroscience, again, attachment, trauma informed, and I am a 5D mystic, so I do know of the planes and the mind's eye and all that great stuff, which is why I also know about my past lives and other people's past lives and those different depths of energy. And it's like a perfume. And so 5D mystics, welcome, because you definitely are going to be a lot happier over here, since we don't do spiritual bypass. 4D mystics are spiritual bypass. They're on Elsa's journey. They're having fun with pseudo-aliveness. They also seem to not consistently keep in mind that they will have been on all ends of the spectrum. Somehow they think that they're just a lighthouse. And they, again, stay in separation consciousness because they're looking for the gold star. They're 0-1-year-old, seeking to be seen, to be soothed, to be safe, to be secure, to be their own secure attachment self. So they're looking for the herd, human herd's approval. They just don't recognize that they're human. In fact, they're misanthropists usually. I hate a human body. The human vessel is so weighed down. I don't want to do personal development. I don't want to go to good therapy. I'm the person who's going to fix another. So, you know, okay. So yeah, 4D is all over that one. And we also have a lot of other things, but let's move into 5D land. Just making sure that we know healthy self-worth. Nobody is superior or inferior to anyone. That's why you could be an evil bitch or witch or not. And you know that you follow Jesus's footsteps. And so that means you, in your heart, know, I am a heart, a human heart, like Pacha says to Cusco, you got a heart, I know you got one, and like a 0-1-year-old and a 3-year-old, I want to build a snowman. So your heart can break when some of the people out there are unkind, they don't go to get therapy, and they don't actually take the capacity, yeah, they don't know how to communicate, but they do choose the wrong silence. And that means, and then they go and gossip about you and, you know, again, the evil bitch, evil witch thing. Okay, so envy, jealousy, spite. Those are all low self-esteem. There's also attachment-based jealousy and envy. So when exiles, and exiles would be, this is using the internal family system model. So we all have child parts. Okay, so when you meet a person and their exiles are very attached to a partner, so they consider you a safe haven, secure base, which any person who's a unconditionally loving human being will be. And if they're afraid they're going to lose you, or they did lose you for any reason, but they didn't even talk to you about it. So really, it's all in their mind. And they gossip about you again. So when people do teenage stuff, this is what makes it interesting to me, because I knew of teenagers not being able to talk in my face. And I would go and say, why didn't you talk in my face? And they all said the same thing. So I just stopped asking, because after, you know, a certain number of people between boyfriend, BFF, and all my good friends, I'm like, okay, all of them said the same thing. I mean, really. And then when I see dynamics of other people, and then I go watch soap operas and movies, it just seems like nobody knows how to just tell you the truth in your face. And they do know how to be jealous and envious, and they don't know that Cain and Abel is not a good excuse. And that a 0-1-year-old, 3-year-old who doesn't lose the innocence and hears Jesus and hears about all the humble stuff. Yeah, God, thank you. We all know I'm not going to be envious or jealous. I was made just the perfect way that I'm meant to be. And you don't know how to play and build a snowman. So I'm so happy that I know now that you have the in, you know, you're choosing to be cowardice, to not do emotional lifting, and also to create an excuse in your head as a teenager does. So those grown-ups who don't go to good therapy, that's why they're on Elsa's journey. They become Cusco squirrels. It's not energy vampires, dark auras, or a demon. Nope, they do have trauma charges and more than just that. So it's unfortunate because some people, they really could benefit from going to therapy, but they don't want to because they say, no, Maria, men are assholes. humans are assholes. I don't want the human body. I want the stars. And they keep on doing this pseudo-alive thing with Elsa's journey. And you can explain structural dissociation to a human being who's done it. And they will say, no, Maria, human suffering, it's the way life is because men suck and women suck and they suck. So, you know, thank you, Albert Einstein. We do know to stay away from people. No, we don't stay away from them. Once I present to you the potential for you to expand your consciousness and do personal development and actually work through your trauma charges all on your own if you want, because you can for some people, I'm not going to say anything because you just presented me. It's not a problem. The objection for why you're going to stay in a maladaptive child behavior, which is Cusco squirrel and everything that is, I'm going to excuse my maladaptive rude behavior and I'm going to continue to act the way that I am and tell myself that I'm correct as well. Instead of maybe I have envy, jealousy, low self-esteem emotions, passive aggressive, indirect communication. Maybe I don't know how to be yet an emotionally mature human being because I don't have integration of the brain completely where I want it to be because I continue to justify when I get upset, my mood and the likes and not likes. Okay, so it's very straightforward how a person can keep on justifying their attachment wounds, trust breaks, trauma, all of it, and treat another person that is honest and direct as you're an evil bitch and evil witch. You know that I have proof in my head about it with other people that I just gossip behind your back about, and then I'm going to go telling myself I'm right. Versus maybe, just maybe, I have the fear of losing, or maybe I just don't think I'm worthy. No, I don't feel worthy. Maybe I should get good, healthy self-worth therapy to learn to love myself first. Surprise! Oh, Elsa, did anybody get to the end of the journey yet? Okay, so we are not on the journey, the 5D Collective. I've never been on any journey. My name's Maria. I corrected my biological father by the third time he called me my twin sister's name. I corrected my mother who was getting ready to spank me, and I said, you can't, it's my body. And she did, and then when she was done, I went to make my suitcase. It's what it's called to be a differentiated self. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. My courses, yes, he's a great Dr. Daniel J., I think is his middle name, Siegel. He's not the only one who's smart and a somatic empath and like me. And we're like Jesus and Buddha and Sadhguru. And we do know you can be in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. Unlike Zen masters who say, no, no, you can't. You got laundry. They don't have a window welcome for their emotional plane. They think, no, they feel, oh my God, emotions, this laundry. We're like, whoa, I got life going on inside of me. How amazing. There's no storm. It's called, I'm a human. Nobody know a human body is not weighing you down when you got integration of the brain. Okay, so attachment wounds, they are physiological. Panic comes up and it's easier to focus on the person in a way that will not allow you to make yourself have a conversation or to just run away and not do anything. Okay, so the part about the internal relationship to the part about let me see if I should talk about it. Okay, this is where, oh no, I'm unlovable, they're unlovable, I'm not worthy, they're unworthy, and here's why. Whether it's a dismissive avoidant, fearful avoidant, or narcissist, in the book of a healthy self-worth person, they are all people who we feel sad for because they need a good therapist. We will not be trying to heal anything because healing happens because you become self-aware of your emotional stuff and then you say, hey, let's talk about this because I know that I'm witnessing my own behavior and I'm correcting my maladaptive child behavior because I'm not going to project my insecurities on you, and I won't again take people from the side and or get busy. So a person who has common sense is what I'm going to say in the year 2024. They got plenty of great information out there telling them how to not date people who treat them like shit. If they want to be a smart ass, well, I see them. They're Pinocchios with ears and tails. Okay, so your oversoul is beautiful, but it's only going to be beautiful when you recognize life, it's always a gift. And this is the beauty of the 5D mystics. See, the divine feminine, that is an actual divine feminine. But let me address this once more. I did not, me, your host, have any rupture with my restored embodiment. I have a good ding, 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 ding. I have my higher self. It's not a gift. I can equate it to the neuroscience, mental health stuff. I can equate it to Sadhguru. I can equate it to both because they say the same thing, spirituality and humanity. Because really, you're a person in a body. So unless you're living in a movie, I am not. I'm grounded in reality, even though some people think I'm woo-woo because I'm a mystic. And I am pseudoscience because I bring human, spiritual, and spirituality elements together, but I know what I'm talking about because I'm very rational, which is why I'm going to use my little sister as the example. When I got my clairs and I got began to be completely immersed in the clairland, which is beautiful, I had a couple of interactions, and one of them, I remember how she addressed it. And remember, we all have child parts. And so I'm a secure attachment figure for my younger sister. So she was her 0-1-year-old, her 3-7, okay? So you're going to put people, especially if they're safe, like this attachment-based jealousy and envy, it's not a bad thing. Envy and jealousy are not bad. They're part of a mammalian heritage of a person who has low self-esteem. You can work beyond it. I have never had it because I have an identical twin. And so by being compared consistently but held with equanimity, there's no such thing as defectiveness for me as an infant, completely surrounded always by another infant. Okay, and that's also why I am cool with people, because I don't have a lack of infant or child trust with humanity. I have had a play partner which was fighting like cats and dogs, like not even a little bit, like exaggerate everything and you name it, you know. So I even got disowned. I'm just saying, at the age of 8, I got disowned. So anything that I had going on, okay, so I got lucky this way. And then I do feel lucky with Jesus and God and always have, but it's luck on human, spiritual. I can do it either or, okay, and explain to people who want to be their self. So our oversoul, we're lucky, but those of us who don't disconnect from being innocent in the sense of, in my heart, I'm just building a snowman. So my behavior, like yours, is emotionally driven. And people don't believe this because they don't get years and years of education. I did on attachment trauma. And the ones who do, but they're on Elsa's journey, they twist shit. It's not even funny how when I'm in classes, I feel like I'm with teenagers and I'm thinking this is not normal in my head, because I'm an adult and I know that in the room I have adaptive fucking children who, I mean, really, this is when I come, be quiet, Collie. It's just, I don't have words. I don't have words because I paid money to go to class. I paid a lot of money to go to these classes. And then I got kids who want to basically tell their trauma history when they're being told this is not for trauma therapy. And they're all coaches, might I add, besides a therapist. So whenever, it's just, if you're serious about your therapy and or personal development, please understand this. Everybody does the best they can, but there are those who can be restorative embodiment and those who are not yet here. You will know restorative embodiment human being when they have the capacity to not, one, need your approval for anything. They do things based on practicality. So back to my story. My little sister made this comment because I'm a person who, as a teenager, very square, I still am, but not the same way, because I don't need to prove myself to myself anymore because I moved into grown-up land, okay, emotionally speaking. The only person I ever had anything to prove to was myself, because, again, I was determined with a human being called mother who said, it's your schoolwork, it's your life. She doesn't realize every time she did your stuff, you got to do it, you got to do it. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And so this is where, with empowered emotional response, my brain's my friend, my mind's my friend, I'm cool, and dude, keep going, you know? Okay, so obviously I do think, again, Jesus, I want to give the awareness of all that I do feel blessed because I came into life with spirituality, and I know of the future and how it's going to go, but I also know that we have sciences that shows we are inherently able to be good and compassionate because of our mammalian heritage. We still have a survival nervous system, okay? So that's our reptilian nervous system. It's not a bad thing, but it creates a whole buttload of things, okay? So putting that all to the side and back to the conversation, she makes this little remark, like, how did you become this way? It was something like that. And see, she's very practical, so she likes a lot of academia. And since I'm pseudoscience lady, like I said, she recognizes that. I know it too. That's why I recognize it, because I know what peer-reviewed means. I know what quantitative means. I know what qualitative, but I'm not doing IHP for the academia community. I am doing it to support those who want to be their self. It's always been about self-help. So that's why pseudoscience bullshit, self-help crap. Yes, for those who are not motivated to be their whole human heart. There you go. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. They're donkeys. No, not yet, but they might as well be donkeys from Pinocchio. because they're all childhood, whether it's developmental trauma or whether it's a teenager who just decided to go down a stereotype, I still see the movies full of it. It's bullshit. Okay, so when you find that there's a breakup coach, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, okay. And here's the deal. I don't make compromises that defeat the purpose of my supporting you to tap into your infinite higher human consciousness potential experience, because I love using words, even though I don't love using words as labels, right? See, there's that this and that of any enlightenment soul age person, which is why those who are not using their adult brain will say, oh, she's a hypocrite. One of my friends, he gave me a good way to explain what this means. He uses his left mode primarily. His child self did not grow up. He stayed in his shame stuff. He found his herd and he's happy and dandy, meaning one human being to share the rest of his life with. And when I call him a hypocrite because he says that he'll do something and then he won't, because see, to me, you're a hypocrite when you contradict yourself in a specific way. And also, when you want to call the kettle black and you're doing the same thing, okay? So I know that I can be imperfect in all these different ways, which is why when he turns to me and say, I think you're a hypocrite, I said, what? I don't understand, because I walk a straight line. I take ownership. What are you talking about? I might, yes, contradict, but when you present it to me, I can give you an explanation. Like, I can tell you anything you want. But he said, no, it's because one day you believe one thing and tomorrow you say the next. So he is using textbooks, which is why a person who is not discerning, and discernment, remember, involves detachment, but not in an emotionless way. It involves a person who has integration of the brain, because you have also compassion and wisdom. So you have an inner balance and inner detachment, and that's a integrated brain, my lovely listeners. Okay, so integration of the brain makes you flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable, because your brain is an embodied brain. And again, I don't want to do psych education, but I'm able to be coherent, meaning my heart and my mind, they are on, always together, and the reality that I manifest, it's always been the reality that I'm living. And so we don't do incantations and any of the mystic stuff the way 4D does. 4D, they're on Elsa's journey. 3D is on a different journey. They're on the island with Pinocchio, and they just want to stay on the island. They actually think that the island and, you know, the fucking, the drugging, the drinking, and that is healthy. And they, you know, let's move on. But to be continued, luckily, we have good mental health professionals who are able to share with us how we can support each other, and that there are no evil spirits or demons possessing anyone, and no, yoga doesn't bring demons out of you, but you do have trauma, memory, and charges in your brain if it's not integrated, and there's non-bilateral integration, and you do have ruptures and not the capacity to know, you know, what took place. So again, overwhelming emotions. What I know is a person has the capacity to choose to talk about them. Because that's what happens once you are past the 30-year mark, at the very least. And even by the 25-year mark, okay? So I'm just going to say, let's allocate ages for what it is. By the time you're 25 and out of college, you begin work. That's by the time that you're going to begin creating your little society. And if you get lost, well, you know, there's a lot of people. That's why there's personal development, life coaches, support. I share the Ask Maria, opinionated columnist. You know this, but we do more than just that. That's paid subscription-based model content for the podcast. And when we get to 1K on YouTube, we're going to have the same membership for that. So in the meantime, your oversoul, beautiful gift for mystics. We already know that life always gifts us more, because life is not auto-destructive. The only people who think life is auto-destructive are misanthropists. I hate humans. I dislike humans. Humans are the species that is a parasite and da 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 da. And so anytime I hear any of that, I remember my years, and like, you do know you're talking about yourself, right? No, I'm not. And I just stop, because why bother? They're convinced about that. And lo and behold, now I'm 44 and I got proof, but I'm not going to go. Let me put it in your face, because that's not what a grown-up does. Potches. So a grown-up who's an emotionally aware, accountable, secure person, by the time they're 16, for sure, you begin to get out of that perfectionist stuff that I was telling you about. So, for example, we have a couple episodes that have the word proof. For a whole night, it was proof with two O's. And, like, I kept seeing it being considered misspelled. And I'm like, what the hell? Let me double check this. Did I misspell it? Because I forget spelling. I don't like it. I don't. But I gave up on being a perfectionist because it doesn't exist. You're not going to get it right. You're never going to get anything written done. It was a long time ago that I decided this as I left academia, by the way, because I can. And at the same time, of course, I understand the people who get all pissy in their pants. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck that shit. I mean, yes, we want it to be right. But if you're an English teacher, come correct me. You don't need to make it into some like duel of how we're losing. Our generation has been lost. Wow. You know what? They should give people the opportunity. You know how in Wikipedia you can update it? They should give people the opportunity to make suggestions on grammar so that you can support us to learn or something like that. You know, so whenever somebody's whining, I know, I hate humans, humans are stupid, and that just makes me think of trust breaks, attachment wounds, trauma stuff, and you're taking it out all on people, and I'm like, why? Why not do something with your mouth, like productive? Like you say you have answers, great, go do it. Why are you presenting it to me like you don't know how to put it into practice? And you know, that's a teenager, it's unfair, I just want to complain about it. Okay, and that's why we have the groups, the culty cults, traditional cults, and the ethical cults. Oh yeah, they come all together, those Peter Pans and Wendy's and Lost Boys. You should see them on YouTube. They're amazing. Okay, so our oversoul again, it gives us the opportunity to witness ourselves and to correct our experience if we don't like what we see. So my adolescent years is the only time where I said, okay, I've seen enough about stupidity. Yep, I know where I'm headed and I don't need to release anything because I consciously made all of my choices. I knew what I was doing and I know the word peer pressure and I know that I don't consider it that, but I also know I'm an emotionally growing up human being. So I gave myself a pat on the back and then I also said, okay, stupidity, we really don't like it, but perfection doesn't exist. So as you move forward, you learn flexible. That's because your brain is integrated. Because I'm a self-aware human, I have emotions. It's not too sensitive. It's not too anything. I'm not too much. What does that even mean? You see me? I'm 4'9". I don't know. Do I occupy a lot of space? Well, I guess I could. Okay, so my younger sister, the comment was not meant to be a criticism. The comment was reactivity because it triggers what she wants to organize and how she agrees organization goes, which she's not the only one. That's why I'm stupid lady again. Woo-woo pseudoscience, okay? So when you are flexible, it's because you have healthy different languages or languages. We're all in everything. I should do it. They sure, no, I'm not. That's the point of what an empowered human being does. I don't do shit because you told me to. I actually already know how I'm going to handle it. And that's why then they say, you're stubborn. No, I just know what I want in life. I'm so sorry. Do you have... You know, this is the funny part. There's a Neapolitan saying that I got told because I do mind my business. No, not always. I'm a 3-year-old Maria, who does for themselves, does for three. These are my mother's words. Maria, mind your own business. Remember. So, you know, you hear it enough times. You're like, you know what? I think it's a good... Yeah, I'm going to mind my own business. I got a bunch of things to do. Okay, so the breakup coaches. I'm just very much... Like, wow, we have attachment avoidance who want to stay avoidant. We got others like sociopath lady who created a group here. Use all of the sociopathic pathology trends that I have going on. And now we even got breakup coaches who are like, okay, here's the difference between a avoidant dismissive, avoidant fearful, and narcissist. The narcissist ditches you in the way of discard, but not the avoidant dismissive. The avoidant fearful, they just get super, super... You know, all in their emotions and they don't know how to talk to you. It's like, wow, that really doesn't matter to a person who's empowered because the minute you don't know how to talk to me, but you know how to treat me like shit, I don't care which one of the three diagnoses. I'm going to say good therapy is a solution for all of them and not me crapping on any of them because really that's not nice. They have what are called very, very big non-bilateral integration situations going on. So good therapy. And by the way, the 7 to 14 charming, they're all grandiose with a narcissistic bubble that, you know, is why I stay far, far, far away from them. And I'm sure that they will all consider me a stupid lady. It's good. Okay, so attachment-based jealousy and envy. What I'm going to say is I'm pretty sure it's pretty shitty, horrible. But a person will know how to say... I want to talk about this because I have enough self, what is it called? Awareness. And I want to maintain my value body and not be a hypocrite with myself. That's the motivation, not about other people. No, no. I want to embody something in my lifetime. So even though the lovely therapist let me know how people who have envy, jealousy, they go in there, they have envy, jealousy, spite with their loved ones. So I know all about guilt. It's a three-year-old. That's my other point. You will have guilt and shame, like I've been told by people. So I know, and I'm a three-year-old. So that's one of the things. I always have kept my consciousness clear. Why? Because it feels shitty. In fact, that's why I say I'm selfish just like anybody else. I'm just as much as a self-centered human being because it doesn't feel good to be not kind. And here's where, obviously, I want to support people, but I'm saying I can own up to having an ego self. Apparently, all the teenagers I met, no, only you're selfish. Really? Okay, Elsa Journey people. So my point, this is where the lovely academics, they present the panel of experts of different types of caliber who talk about, should we really be using the word with humanity about them being inherently good or evil? And I'm sure that debate will continue and continue. In the meantime, we already know that truth, which is, yeah, nobody is inherently good or evil. You can be either or, not only in past lives, FYI, my lovely listeners, which is your mind's eye, it's imagination land, which is why it won't destabilize anyone, but that's because you have a secure, if you have a restorative embodiment, secure attachment. If you don't, you get here first, and then those downloads and that, and really, the 4D doesn't understand that their downloads and what happens gives them the opportunity to expand the self, because decentralization is happening, the embodied brain is going through stuff, and if there's a challenge, that's why Patrick McNamara, as he puts with his nightmare interview, where he says the fear receptor is going wonky, REM is trying to, you know, it works at night, it helped our ancestors evolve, and it supports people to also heal. Trauma is trying to reallocate itself to the hippocampus, because it wants a timestamp. Your brain is an organized organ. And so it's your brain is already trying to heal itself. And I'm not laughing. I'm just seeing people who keep talking about their oversoul with stories. So I may not always be very exact on how I repeat things, but I know attachment and trauma in your brain because I'm a human too, and I got it explained. And long story short, when people have jealousy and envy and spite, they will feel guilty. So I know that a human being knows what the fuck they're doing, is what I'm trying to get to, which is why, surprise, an actual feminine divine will do no such thing as saga with anyone. Oh, you better bet there's not going to be any saga, because that's an immature divine feminine who, in fact, is a squirrel from Cusco land, which that, for a divine feminine, is even more. And I shut that mouth because, again, I'm not perfect. Okay, so let me leave that word and all that I'm thinking to the side. I don't want to meet people who don't know how to be consistent. And when I have to listen to them, I learned how to share a floor. And so attachment wounds, very unfortunate. Breakup coaches, wow. And can't even be there and do that type of coaching. But then again, I should be able to believe it, because not every person cares to become their emotionally mature one-year-old. And on that note, when you get downloads as a divine feminine, you're always going to know that you are knowing part of your equation and not all of it, okay? And that's the beauty. So we don't have questions, which is why when we're presented with likes and dislikes, we know that we're getting to master our mental, emotional, and physical mastery. That's your embodiment of you being a whole restorative self and then having a relationship with Akash. For those of you who do, it's really fun. Okay, for our last 20 minutes, let's chit-chat about, let me see, what are we doing? Our oversoul, twin flame. Okay, so yeah, the journey of any of your relationships leads you only one place and one place alone, home. And home is your embodied brain. Okay, so that 0-1-year-old, I'm going to talk about that one. As a solo polyamory person, I have never had what is called primal panic, because I have a secure attachment figure. Her name is Mother. And I have my herd. And so I have my home. Your oversoul, though, will be home. So that's soulmates, twin flames, all of it. and the lovely globe, as well as the infinite galaxy when you're opened up to it. I still remember. So when you are gifted luck, as I've always felt lucky, and you're gifted loved ones, as I've always been gifted loved ones, you know that life will not be auto-destructive because it's common sense. If I put my hand on your nose, you're going to get me off of your nose. No, that's what I mean. And I just know nature doesn't kill itself, and humans are part of nature. And thank you to the attachment trauma information people, what I can say is those who are unkind, they all need good therapists because they're in their dysfunctional, dysregulated nervous system. People make it and to do alcohol like that, they can keep gossiping. We all can look like gossipers, but there's a difference when in your heart you have no jealousy or envy, you have compersion. Compersion means that I rejoice that you're happy, independently from how you will have treated me. And this is something that I know all about with more than just my oversoul, just in general, okay? Because that's the part about where you are a piece of consciousness like I am, and when you maintain the value body and heart body, you're like a child, and you're not afraid of death because you already know you're not going to be able to be conscious. In fact, I dislike it completely. The one thing I don't like ever since I can remember, even though, you know, I can't do all the way back, but I do know because I have my relationship with Akash, so I don't like remembering why we don't remember. So anyways, let's move forward. I accepted it, humanly speaking, when I was young enough. Thank you, Marcus Aurelius, because why waste your time on something that you're not going to be able to change? This is what it's called, to be able and accept the unknowns, uncertainties, and unwanteds. And the right mode of your brain, like mine, is what works with that. And your left is a chit-chatter. So that's your story. And if you're a grown-up in your brain, you're using your prefrontal cortex. And you can say, yeah, Maria, I don't like it, but this is what we got. we keep moving forward, okay? With an open heart and an open gut and an open brain, and there you go. And so when you know life will not send you shit because... yeah, it doesn't send you shit. This is from the movies. All these words that people use, sayings, labels, they're all identifiers. An individual who's consciously contemplating with emotions in the forefront is a human being who is actually savoring the words they say and therefore being objective about likes and dislikes and knowing that the unknown will remain such. It's not a dilemma. It's a human condition for a person who accepts that humanity, being a human, means I have secondary consciousness. I'm aware that I live, I'm aware that I die. I'm aware that I don't like not knowing. I don't need to have control, but I do like to organize, and I trust my body and brain. So there are always factors that remain unknown, like people. I'm not going to attach to you. I'm going to build with you a snowman, and while we're building, I'm going to notice how you build a snowman. And therefore, again, it's something straightforward that people don't understand. They're not self-empowered to be their self because their 1-year-old isn't independent. And when that is the case, that's why they look to have another human being in a specific way, okay? And so when people from 4D land, they're talking about their addiction and whatnot with their twin flame, all people who did not choose to become mentally and emotionally masters and work with their inner child. Some can use a good therapist. They don't want to. And I'm going to leave that one alone. Okay, so the surprise is that you get a bunch of beautiful relationships in your lifetime. Life is very short. You got 24 hours. And if somebody is not emotionally available, well, they're not building anything with you. They're lying to you. They're also lying to themselves. But in their head, they're going to make up a bunch of excuses. So the jealousy and envy, I'm such a bad person. No, you know what? They're a bad person. And that's what teenagers did and do. And there you go. So it's very straightforward. Nobody evil. They're only people who don't know how to take it. How? We are all different. We might not like things. I don't need to have this feeling. Okay, so one thing I love about the mental health community is they explain your mammalian heritage. They explain the envy and jealousy from our herd when we would get kicked out of our herd. It would be animal kingdom and you're dead. It has an origin besides the stories that people like to use, which are crappy when they say, yeah, well, you know what? Cain and Abel gave us a good example of what humans are capable of. You know what I said to God? I'm like, what the heck? You could have chosen both, you know? You didn't have to have them be fighting like that. I mean, I don't even understand, but fine, I get it. They got free will, but still, you could have been, like, I don't know why you did it. Like, with his son, when he's like, I'm going to tell you to kill your kid. I'm like, what the hell? Seriously? And we get confused with the devil? I mean, how am I supposed to distinguish if it's going to be you? You know what? I'm not any better. That is what a coherent brain does, because you can see the two. Okay, sure, whoever, but still, you're presenting, and it's not to God, of course, because he's not the one who created the words. And again, Akash, energy, people created it. Now, stories serve the purpose way back when. When somebody's twisting something the way they want, there you go. Well, Cain and Abel teaches. No, it teaches me that God didn't know how to make both of them be able to have, they equally did work. There's no reason for any of it. No, there should be. No, there shouldn't be. You're a person who obviously thinks you can lead any person's life, which means you think you are in their body, which you're not. And here's the part about you don't know what attachment, trauma, wound, and none of that. And people, they tend to disregard that they are casting a stone, and I don't, because I'm a heart and I'm a one-year-old. So I won't cast a stone when you're unkind, because I got taught by this human being called Jesus how not to, and by God how I'm supposed to be humble. And thank you, Terry Real. So all the trauma therapists, they teach about what this humble thing is. And it's, again, the 0-1-year-old attached, panicky, 3-7, shame, submissive. When you're your emotional grown-up and your inner child, you're able to be yourself. So you have no envy or jealousy. You want people to be happy independently from how they will have treated you, because nobody's looking for a little fucking star. Please give me a star. Let me make sure I'm part of the... Here's what the 4D is doing. We're anointed. We're the superheroes. Like when people are like, you know what? They're crapping on us, attachment avoidance. We're going to be there saying that we're awesome. Or like the sociopath lady. Let's show it how sociopath... you know, teenagers were really boring as a teenager. Now I get to see them as grown-ups. But now I know that there's good therapists out there for any one of them who wants to, you know, get there. And then you see on YouTube how many people like to flock to Peter Pan's. And then there's the charming ones who think evil spirits are promoting things we don't like. And they're all for this yoga brings you a really heart. Like, I really feel for you, because the minute that anybody says anything like that, I think you'd think twice. But oh, forgot the allegiance. They're making Reiki out to be some demonic energy. All and now I'm thinking of, you know, people saying, wow, really? I go, why doesn't anybody notice it? Oh, wait, there are those of us who do. We're not the ones that are Peter Pan's or Lost Boys. That's who we are. So the 5D Collective, come on over. Our Oversoul is fun. And we get to learn how to speak. And not be afraid, and therefore to have healthy conflict and have fun. But one of my friends, he likes me, he's like, yeah, what is called in my book, an argument or conflict. I still am having fun. That's why I won't call it an argument or confrontation, because you're not getting pissy at me. And your intuition is, how are you, you know? But then he's like, we have different sides of a story to bring in, and these are not words, because I can't speak his exact words, because I'm my own person. But my point is, he makes valid points, and I just think, well, sure, okay, but I'm having fun. So therefore, I studied, though, politics, I should say that, and I treat profession and personal very differently. And so professionally, I chose to be a content creator, not an academic, not somebody who's gone to podium trying to negotiate any kind of peace deal. Nope, none of that, not even a little bit. So that's why, to me, I'm not arguing, because I did study a little bit about rhetoric, and I was like, yeah, I can work with my getting very heated. That's why I started to work on my anger stuff, because my brain would get saturated with the lovely cortisol. I remember it's saturated with the anger, and I remember because I felt like, okay, my brain's getting fuzzy, because that's what happens when you're a restorative embodiment. You have the sixth sense of interoception. Your third eye is even more amazing. The telepathy, you're not going to be destabilized by anything. And you're not going to go and tell somebody, hey, guess what? I can read your mind. Let me tell you everything. That's really disrespectful. And it's not actually necessary. You're still getting. Okay, so on short, anything except the right silence, which is why my question about silence has been answered already a long time ago. Meaning in the past like couple years, but I had a awareness, there's something that I need to learn about this silent thing with me. And this was following one of my girlfriends who made this whole big deal as an attachment wounded human being. And I got a letter that I never received from any human being that was my messenger. Nobody ever sent me anything, meaning, yes, excuse me, none of the boys that I was interested in, because see, self-empowered woman, I'm not going to be able to be interested in somebody who can't talk to my face, because, or on the phone, basically, you can't talk. If you can't have what is a, like my friend teases, argument, which is not an argument because a three-year-old isn't arguing. And I'm just saying, so I never have gotten any kind of long-ass letter from any one of the men or boys as a young girl, because I'm a person who goes face-to-face. Let's get it over with. No, let's have fun here. I'm me, you're you, great. I'm not asking anything of you, just be yourself. And that's why you learn about Cuscos and how to put up with clown faces, because, you know, takes balls and minds to be unique to people. And believe me, 44 years of age, my girlfriend, the only reason she can speak the way she does is because she is chaotic. She's better now. But it's good. As long as you're sharing your thoughts, I'm always happy, because at least, you know, we're talking about things versus hiding it and then pretending like you didn't hide anything. Or, you know, what's worse is when you suppress it and then it comes up and you keep on trying to suppress it. Like the attachment avoidant lady who's like, I'm going to stay attachment avoidant with this torture that's going on inside of me because, you know, they're crapping on us now. So long story short, let's spread love and be securely attached together. We can do it. We're relational. And in fact, trauma is intimacy. So when you're intimate with your partner and vulnerable with another, that's because we can heal trauma only together, because human beings learn to self-regulate from their first year of life, and then they can learn to self-regulate with each other. And that's why Pacha handshakes support people who want to move into becoming their restorative embodiment. So my girlfriend sent me this long ass letter where she also tried to, in my words, I just laughed as I got to the end of it, because see, the thing about when you have compersion, and that's because you have no low self-esteem, you don't have any. Nobody can be me. I have a copy already. She's my twin. I'm just saying, this is my biggest gift. I was given the gift of no shame. So I'm like, yeah, perfect. Just the way I am. You don't like me? Well, okay, I'll go play somewhere else. I'm so sorry. Did you think I was going to sit here? I mean, I'll cry about it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to grovel at your feet. That seems pretty disrespectful towards myself. Do you think that you're the only human being out there? And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I actually can't believe that to this day there are grown human beings who don't know how to go to good therapy and get their self-confidence and actually get over people who actually need therapy as well. I'm just saying, like, it's all the same cycle of they don't know how to be their inner child, and that people, it's not personal. If you don't know how to love, it's because you haven't yet gotten to be yourself. I know how to be myself. So long story short, none of the boys or men that I've been with will have ever sent me anything like that, because I talk to your face. If I have a question, I'll ask. And if you do silence, I won't ask, because I actually did learn. When was it? With one of my relationships, where I was like, emotions, challenging, man, stereotypes. Wait, what do they say about themselves? That's right. Okay, so after you just hear men continue as you're growing up to say, yep, we don't use emotions. Okay, and then you get to figure out that they really don't handle emotions well. Well, I'm not going to try to force you to get uncomfortable. Like, that's just wrong of me. And again, I'm looking for an emotionally available human being. So I'm not going to try and get anything. I'm going to say nothing. And I learned really well this silence thing. But I knew there were still things going on. So when my friend, she does her little letter thing, and she's ending it in a certain way because she knows about my stories. This is where unsafe people, quote unquote, any emotionally immature 16-year-old with a brokenhearted 3-year-old, attachment, wound, and trauma, they're going to use what you will have shared with them about your life. The thing is, you cannot use my life against me, because I know what I told you. I know how you're using it. And I was a child. I have a sister. I mean, I don't even know however many ways to say I've met teenagers already. So you're not having anyone react. I'm just going to contemplate in my valley body and heart body as a mature, emotionally speaking woman who has self-worth and confidence. Thank you, Jesus. How do I forget? I'm doing wrong. How am I going to present? I'm unflappable right now, but I want to converse. Exactly for every little line that was told to me, including the one about silence. And there you go. So you learn how to take each item, because the adaptive child, they send you a list of items. Like, you did this wrong. You did this wrong. You did this. Really, did I now? Okay, well, here, let me explain to you this, 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 and this. And now that I'm done explaining myself to you, not it's not a justification, this is an explanation, so that you can be clear on where you misunderstood everything with your emotional charge, which is where you have the projection button, not me, you, the 16-year-old with the 3-year-old who's basically doing your unfinished business from your own home with me. And I have nothing to do with your low self-esteem, insecurity, and all of this behavior. That's why, thank you, Janina Fisher. Not to be pathologized. It can be understood. 0-1-year-old attached panicky, 3-7 shame submissive. Freeze of all ages. Flight 11-12 and fight 14-15-16. My girlfriend is not the only human being who brings her teenager attitude. In years, as you build secure connections, they get comfortable. No more, oh, they don't love me. But playing out structural dissociation, well, now I have a word for it, but believe me, when you try to explain it to people who are adaptive children, no, I'm conscious. Okay, yeah, you didn't understand what I said, but it's okay, you don't believe in the attachment trauma information, so I'm not going to bother trying to explain it to you again. I'm just going to nod my head. And so, like, when this happens again with other people in other ways, oh, it just gets easier and easier to know the right silence and to smile and nod, boys, and wave. Madagascar. And so, you know, welcoming. We always welcome our oversoul. It expands. And we don't go lecturing women, men, or theys. I don't lecture people. I definitely know of women that are envious and jealous. And anytime I've picked them up in my energy field, I'm just like, wow, mean girls, what the hell? Oh, you know what? Let me not use any of my time over there because it's so sad. They could go to therapy, could feel confident, could stop comparing them. So they could do so many things. As for men, like I said, I don't have that because it's a very different way for me. It's you're either in or out. And if you're in, I will notice how you are mentally, emotionally, and physically available. And I will know how to work with that because I don't walk on eggshells. A 5D mystic doesn't walk on eggshells because we're a divine feminine who knows how to nurture. I'm an inner child. That means I know your heart and I'm not going to force you to be afraid. I know when you choose fear. I know when you choose love. It's very straightforward because I know when I'm doing it. So the part about communication, it's a solo choice in your own little left mode. Am I going to talk? And guess what the therapists share, my lovely listeners? A lot of people, they go to therapy with their partners. They don't want to talk. But for our community, as we close on out, we build relationships of people who want to be vulnerable and understand that witnessing is something we can do together. We talk about the emotional stuff that comes up and we don't treat any emotion like it's a bad or good thing. We talk about it. So like I said, attachment-based jealousy and envy is a 0-1-year-old who is afraid of losing someone because they don't feel worthy. And when polyamory, if any of you are there, there's this primal attachment or primal panic. So it's important for you to note because it's the nervous system's response. But again, if a person runs the fuck away and chooses not to talk about whatever it is that's going on, here's why they have made a free will choice. They have chosen silence. That's the wrong type of silence. And then they will know about it. So the minute that they twist their jealousy and envy, the inner critic and outer critic against you, and they project it, and then they come in and out and do stuff like that, it's not something hurtful for a person who's an inner child because you will learn like I learned. And here, that's why I share my experiences so you can understand. It's not hard. When your heart gets sad, it's part of the process of knowing we did not connect. That's when you can reassure your 0-1-year-old, attached panicky, and your 3-7, it's cool, we wanted to build a snowman. The person or people don't know how to build a snowman. What are there ways we can build a snowman together? So you can always build harmony, but you recalibrate, rework things, you know, the healthy boundaries, because it's always going to be a conversation. And then sometimes it's going to be the right silence, because people who are reactive, they're not actually participant. Like my girlfriend, anytime she was in any of her moods, I explain, I talk, like with anybody else. I don't lie. I just say how it is. And then if a person is choosing silence because they don't want to have an important conversation, well, you know, it is what it is. The part that people get to surprise each other, what is beautiful is that life always brings us more love because self-awareness equals self-reflection. And we're not adaptive children, so we don't look at our conversations as right or wrong. We own our emotions, we commit to just sharing about things together, and that's the part of where we have our own personal corrective experience, because you're motivated to continue building intimate, vulnerable relationships with each other. So our oversoul, we get a bunch of different people, Pachas, Cuscos, squirrels, you name it. And on that day, if you do want the Ask Maria, it's the subscriber opinionated columnist type content is what I'm calling it. Subscribe, send in your questions through email. I'll see how long it takes. I'll let you know maybe through email, or I might set up a landing page. I'll decide on a day-by-day basis. So yeah, don't expect there to be any specific timings. That's for sure. We're all very informal here. I know I am, because grown-ups get to ask questions comfortably. That's the point too. So emotional grown-ups, we don't have the shying away from asking. And we always get the opportunity to do more, because if we get, here's Sadhguru, if you truly create what you care for and you get two opportunities to do it, then you're going to be even happier than before. So when love is presented and it knocks at our door, doesn't matter what has taken place with other human beings, love is always here, because that's what a 0-1-year-old knows. That's what a 3-year-old knows. You, a person who has your inner child and you don't need reparenting, or you have reparented, so you're ready to actually be mentally, emotionally, and physically yourself. Thank you again for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed our episode. And remember to subscribe if you want to ask Maria for the opinionated columnist podcast episodes, to follow us on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you would like, and to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Let's be compassionate, kind, understanding, and let's continue to support inspiring human potential anywhere and everywhere we can. Have a great one.